bunch this morning. Waking up.
Yeah, must not be much going on this morning.
Head block for me yet.
That way in a smooth sailing.
Have to get tickets this morning.
Camp seat.
That's all they get, though. Mangle fenders with anybody else.
Construction zone. I'm at 83. I've got to get off at 78 for my quick trip stop because the quick trip at 90, they've gotten really, really bad about not refilling the stuff in their soda fountain. And so they were out of like five or six things this morning and give up at that point and move on.
Well, for quick trips.
No, it's not.
Stocked and running like smooth old machines.
That's one store, but they have everyone to blame but themselves. They're always pointing the finger at somebody. It's like, oh, well, Coke hasn't come and filled it. Like, you know, well, you know, you can call. And, here we got brake lights.
Happened to convenience stores stocking their own shelves. And, you know, why are they waiting on Coke and Pepsi and all the other vendors that do it for them?
The Walmart model of selling shelf space, so they don't, you know, Quick Trip, you've got to buy shelf space at the store if you want to sell your stuff, and then you have to come put it in. It saves Quick Trip on labor. It's basically the Walmart model. You know, if you want to sell something at Walmart, you have to buy the shelf space from them. And it's all, like, auctioned off. So if you want, like, the prominent end caps and stuff, you know, the vendors compete for that space.
I guess that's the problem, then.
We got a big white box truck flat towing a rollback that has a car up on it.
Interesting, but because he's way underpowered, I guarantee it.
That probably weighs 10 to 12,000 pounds, and then, you know, a 5,000, 6,000 pound car on top of it. You know for sure that guy's over 26K gross right now.
They'll stop him until he has an accident.
Very much quicker for them to just pull over a tractor trailer and do an inspection than it is to actually, you know, do some work and find somebody who's actually in violation. 78 to try again to get some breakfast. I'll be back in a bit. WTJKT.
Hang out of Andrew.
Spoke to him was on Friday on the way going in.
I'm to see if he's out there on Echo Link. Hadn't been hearing much out of him lately.
The cabin down there at the KOA for next weekend. It's supposed to be their haunted cabin. Gonna pick up the grandkids. Right around the corner from the grandkids.
I can get some fence of time with them.
No, we booked it. We went, like you said, we went swimming down there at Royals Saturday, and then we're going to pick them up on, I guess Mom's going to bring them over Friday afternoon after school, and it will be Friday night and Saturday night at the KOA.
By the time Monday comes back around.
And that'll be another weekend past where I didn't do any yard work.
I'll be there when those kids are grown, though.
So how about the other day they saw a pack of wild hogs like not far from the house, just on the other side of Wade Hampton.
Surprising. Back here and behind the strip mall.
Because it's, you know, if you go down, I don't know if you've ever been down that Chick Springs Road, but there's a, you know, it's a bottom down in there and kind of swampy looking, I guess, they've been hanging down there.
Stopped out there on part of Chick Springs Road and was riding around out there trying to find a better way even to get to them one day. And yeah, it gets a little desolate back out there. I guess that's why. You going to do something about it?
You know, know, they just call it wild animals and can't do nothing about it.
Tell you back. What are they not doing something about?
Far off of, from my house, not even a mile, they're found a pack of wild hogs.
Will they do something about that?
Get a bunch of them to get out there on Wayhampton Boulevard, right?
For HKX, yeah. The Greasy Peak Slash.
Lived in Seneca, you know, the hogs were a big problem at the Issaquena Forest up in Clemson. I know DCNR went in there a couple times and did some trapping.
I'm going to do something because they sure will tear up some stuff, that's for sure.
Them Balfang UV5Rs, right?
One.
Monitors two frequencies at the same time, right?
VFO, but it is not a true dual VFO. It's just got one receiver in it.
Guy was going to be, he had some and that, and he wanted to know how to use it. I was going to try to fix it up for him, but I forgot mine this morning.
The most aggravating radio there is to program from the front panel. That thing is just a pain in the butt.
And I switched over to chirp after that.
Sorry, Ken, I doubled with you.
Go ahead, Eric.
My Yaesu handhelds are also really, really bad to program from the front panel. I've got a 65R and a 70, and they're both just terrible.
Time just to say I did it, and then I switched over to program.
Glad to know the FT5DR. It's pretty easy to program from the front panel. I've programmed all the frequencies in mine that way. But I use chirp if I have to do much of anything on some of the other radios. Can't figure out why. They make radios so hard to program. I don't understand it.
What Ken was is that they are pretty easy to program from the front panel, no matter what the radio is, and the method is the same, whether it's an HF radio or a dual band mobile or an HT.
I not even tried programming this Kenwood from the front panel. I just got the software with it and done it that way, but I've got a little, what is it, a TH6F, something like that, the little bitty 8 handheld, and it was fairly easy to program from the front panel.
And it's pretty easy. Everything you need to do is accessible from the front panel without having to go into menus, and that's the thing that makes other radios so much more difficult, is you have to, you know, constantly go into menus and find things. Like the FT65, you know, setting the tone is a manual, is a menu thing, and setting the offset's a menu thing, and setting the frequency is a menu thing. So it's just constantly doom scrolling through menus trying to find what you're looking for.
Unfortunately, that's the way a lot of radios are. But like I said, I haven't even tried this 710. I need to, but just haven't yet.
Not own a Yaesu HF radio because you can't do anything from the front panel. You have to, you know, find its menus.
991A, fairly easy to use, but it is menu driven.
Menu too much on my HF Yaesu rig. But the only time I use it is to either do split or, you know, changing the power down to do digital modes.
991A, everything, I mean everything is menu driven through the touch screen. There's just a few actual buttons on it, but I don't use them very often.
S590 Kenwood has 55 buttons or so on the front panel. I counted them one time. I can't remember if it's like 54, 55, 56, but it's something, one of those three, and it's buttons on the front panel for doing things. touchscreen for everything is it's all about cost.
Cheaper to program those buttons and put physical buttons in.
ADX 3000 for a little while, and I sold it because it was just too frustrating to use.
The ST5DR is easier for me to program is because it's a lot like the 9918.
This morning that I'm passing this box truck towing a rollback with a car on it because I've had to get off the road twice to get my breakfast.
You're stalking them here for long.
Box truck towing a rollback with a car on the back of it. They're not thinking at all.
It's a rental box truck too.
It's white. Doesn't have any markings on it, but I imagine it's a rental.
Is your favorite radio?
HF, I think my favorite is probably my TS-950. I've got a 950 SDX at home, and that's just an amazing HF radio. And of course, the D710 for mobile, and probably my D72 for handheld.
Kenwood stuff, I'm guessing.
Four radios total, and they're all different.
High selection of ICOM, Kenwood, and Yaesu. I do not have a Kenwood HF radio, though.
Keeping them all, you know, different, and that makes it frustrating. It makes it a lot better that way.
That, it does do that.
Some young engineer.
Kenwood brought out that new HD. You think they're going to bring out a new mobile rig anytime soon? Last transmission might go out, or?
Here at Chick-fil-A, what'd you say?
And since Kenwood come out with that new HT, the 75, you think they're going to come out with a new mobile rig anytime soon? Bring back out the 710?
Not either, because they discontinued it because of the component obsolescence problems, but the D75 was just a refresh of the D74 for component obsolescence issues. I don't think they're going to come out with a new mobile, maybe ever. I'm not even sure Kenwood really has their heart in the ham radio market anymore. You know, it took 3 or 4 years for the D75 to come out. I just don't see them doing anything.
I can argue with you, but I was hoping they'd come out with a refresh of the 710. But I don't know. It's such a good radio. It's hard to top that.
And a used one is almost impossible.
I know what I got. I know what it's worth.
Because they're very rare these days and hard to find.
I have arrived at my first stop, so y'all have a good rest of your trip and have a good day at work. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. KO4HGX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Perfect timing. I'm just rolling the gate now. So you guys have an awesome day out there. Be safe, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
This morning, enjoy your Monday. Be safe out there, and have a great day. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear.